This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Uma and Ezra. Now, just to recap, today was day six of the Dewan Rakyat, and Timothy Kang, our morning run producer, was in Parliament to report on the developments that took place today.
Day six of Parliament is still as busy as ever, and it's Tuesday today, so that means that it's question time for ministers. Also, something to note, we were made to understand that Parliament would sit until 9 p.m. today, so as we're speaking right now, I think the proceedings are still going on. It's going to be the same tomorrow. Now, the reason why Parliament is sitting until 9 p.m. is because the Speaker of the Dewan Rakyat intends to consolidate the debates on the royal address that MPs are given. So the standard procedures at Parliament would allocate time for each MP, each member of Parliament, about 30 minutes or so to debate the royal address. But in this session, we're seeing that these speeches are going to be sped up and expedited. So each MPs are only given about 20 minutes to have their say and debate the royal address. So they're going to cram that within the week. I believe it will be wrapped up so that we could possibly see some tabling of some bills by next week. Yesterday, the law minister, Dato' Liew Bui Kiong, had hinted that we could possibly see the SST bill being tabled sometime next week.
All right, getting straight into the Q&A session at Parliament, one of the first questions asked was about the regulation of childcare centres.
The question was posed to the Minister of Women and Family Development, that's Sri Wanaziza. She was asked on steps that the government is taking to ensure the prevention of mishaps at private childcare centres. Of course, this comes on the back of news following the death of Adam Raikal. And I believe we do have a clip on that.
Kementerian melalui Jabatan Kebajikan Masyarakat telah pun melaksanakan beberapa perkara mengumpul notifikasi pengasuh di rumah bagi individu yang mengasuh kanak-kanak. Dua, membimbing pengasuh dan memberi maklumat tentang khusus asuhan permata dan mengadakan pelbagai program meningkatkan kesedaran masyarakat dan ibu bapa tentang pentingnya dan kelebihan menghantar anak ke taska yang berdaftar dengan JKM, mengawal selia keperluan untuk mewajibkan pengasuh kanak-kanak mendaftar dengan JKM, mengkaji kos yang terlibat dalam pengurusan pengasuhan kanak-kanak.
That was the Minister of Women, Family and Community Development, Datuk Seri Dr. Wan Aziza, announcing the immediate measures that will be taken to regulate childcare centres following the death of Adam Raikal. Tim also gave us a summary of another two questions that were posed in Parliament.
The second question was posed to the Agriculture Minister, Yang Berhormat Salahuddin Ayub. He was asked about preparations to ensure supply of meat for Hari Raya Adil Adha. And then the third question was posed to the Prime Minister. It was about how far the government can guarantee Islam's position as the official religion of the Federation. So, of course, on behalf of the Prime Minister, this question was answered by the Minister in the Prime Minister's Department on Religious Affairs. That will be Datuk Mujahid Rawa. This is what he has to say.
Kerajaan Pakatan Harapan berhasrat untuk mengemukakan satu bil undang-undang yang dinamakan sebagai Akta Kebencian Agama dan Kaum. Di mana di dalam Akta Kebencian Agama dan Kaum, bukan sahaja apabila agama Islam dihina, tetapi agama-agama lain juga apabila dihina, boleh diambil tindakan.
That was Mujahid Rawa, the Religious Affairs Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, about the government's intentions to enact the Religious and Racial Hatred Act to protect all religions and racial groups from insults and slurs. There's another ongoing development last week in Dewan Rakyat. Fahmi Fazil brought up the question of gazetting the KL City Plan to the Federal Territories Minister. Tim gives us the update.
The Federal Territories Minister, Yang Berhormat Khalid Samad, he had actually announced that the KL City Plan, KL 2020, will be gazetted by the end of this year. This plan has been around since 2008, but it was never fully implemented. And I believe that he has now made a promise to gazette it by the end of the year, after which, by the time we hit 2020, there will be another new plan called KL 2040 that will be gazetted out.
Kita akan wartakan pada mulanya pelan tempatan hasil daripada pelan pembangunan Kuala Lumpur 2020 pada tahun ini juga. Setelah ianya diwartakan pada 2019, pihak Dewan Bandar Raya Kuala Lumpur bersama dengan Kementerian Wilayah akan mengusahakan pelan pembangunan Kuala Lumpur 2040.
That was Khalid Samad, the Federal Territories Minister, formally announcing the gazetting of the KL 2020 plan. There were also opportunities to catch up with a couple of MPs outside the chambers.
First off, let me just mention that we caught up with YB Nurul Izzah on the question of whether Radiohead will be playing in Malaysia. And I wanted to find out if she had gotten any responses from the band on her proposed idea to have a charity concert, right? But to which she replied, no comment. And moving on, we also caught up with the new Minister of the Economic Affairs, Yang Berhormat Datuk Seri Azmi Ali. And he had some comments about reviewing the economic policies that have been formulated under the previous regime. He said that those policies will be reviewed, stopping short of naming any specific policy.
Well, certainly, keperluan Bumi Putra itu terjamin. Kita mahu memastikan golongan Bumi Putra mendapat hak mereka, tetapi kita juga mesti berlaku adil kepada semua rakyat Malaysia, sebab ada keperluan untuk masyarakat India di kawasan ladang, di kawasan luar bandar, masyarakat peniaga-peniaga Cina juga memerlukan perhatian dan bantuan serta sokongan kerajaan. Tapi golongan Bumi Putra termasuk di Sabah dan Sarawak juga perlu mendapat perhatian yang serius daripada kerajaan. Jadi kita mahu pengagihan ekonomi dibuat secara adil dan saksama kepada rakyat Malaysia.
All right, that was Azmin Ali. Now, Tim also spoke with MCA Deputy President Wee Ka Siong.
He was asked about his views on the role of the Council of Eminent Persons, or the CEP in short, to which he has this to say.
Under our federal constitution, whether these people has been legally appointed, what sort of power in terms of jurisdiction they given to them? When the minister replied that Tom Daim Zainuddin went to China for a visit, do you think it's only pure visit? I don't think so. With a message, a certain decision to be conveyed to the Prime Minister of China. So I think we're very disappointed the minister in charge failed to give any answer. And he even mentioned that not legally binding. It's only nasihat. Nasihat means what?
That was the MCA Deputy President Wee Ka Siong talking about the role of Tun Daim Zainuddin as the chairperson of the Council of Eminent Persons on his recent trip to China.
It's a very exciting time in Parliament, right? Because obviously the UMNO side and the BN side have never been in opposition. So I guess this question and answer game is a pretty new one
right. For
them.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, I guess the folks who are formerly in the opposition, the Pakatan guys, haven't actually had to come under any real scrutiny before because they were the ones always doing the challenging.
All you need is just send those questions on and
just wait.
Yeah.
And we've seen them stumble already quite a few times with really ridiculous answers.
Yeah.
But the next 6 weeks is going to be fun.
And our thanks to Timothy Kang, our Morning Run producer, with his summaries and stories from day 6 at the Dewan Rakyat. Stay tuned to the evening edition. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.